This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Community Corner. I'm Ken Morrison, and it's my pleasure to have in the studio Frankie James, who's here today to talk to us about the U3A. Now, I've got some questions about U3A, Frankie, but it's a term that is heard often. But what does it mean?
Well, originally it meant the University of the Third Age, which is how it's known all over the world, except here in New Zealand, where I don't know why, but the Ministry of Education decided that it was not a university and that we couldn't call ourselves as such.
Oh, really?
So we still refer it to the U3A, mm-hmm. which might be termed Universal Third Age. But in fact, it's groups of people who get together to try and keep their minds and bodies active in all lots of different ways. We have about 30 different groups, ranging from cycling and gardening to religion to philosophy to French. We have three French groups, history, geography, you name it. And if you can't name it, then you choose what you would
you
like
can start
to do.
It.
Absolutely, you start your own group, which would be really great. And people do this all the time.
So is it a collection of old age pensioners, grey hairs like perhaps you and I, or can anyone join the U3A? Do you have to be a certain age?
You should be retired, mm-hmm. so 65 onwards normally. But if a younger person wants to come along, there's no harm in them trying.
Now, I know you've just said that if we want to start a group, we can, but I imagine that in the U3A that you're part of, there's probably a hardcore of you. And how often do you meet?
Every group is different. There are about 350 members in total. As I say, there are about 30,
that's a lot.
Yeah, 30 different groups. And that's just Tarradale U3A.
Wow.
There are also U3As in Havelock North and in Hastings. And if you become a member of the U3A, it means that you can attend any of the groups of any of the U3As, always supposing that there is space. Members of each group take priority.
So it's not like a club where, I mean, I'm part of Theatre Hawke's Bay and we turn up at the theatre and then we might break off into little groups to go to a different seminar. It doesn't happen like that with U3A here.
No, and we don't have one centre. Mm-hmm. We meet in people's homes, in the senior citizens' hall, in various retirement villages. It depends. It's up to the convener of the group to decide how and when they meet.
Yeah. Are there rules that must be followed?
Not
do you have someone banging the gavel on the table and saying, I'll call this meeting to order or not?
not that I'm aware of, although obviously some of the groups are more informal than others.
Yes. All right. What's your favourite group?
I belong to several groups. I'm the convener for community affairs, which I'd like to tell you more about mm-hmm. later. I'm also a member of the writers group, and we meet once a month. In a private home, and we bring along bits of work that we have written and share it and give feedback to each other, which is very useful. I'm also a member of Bon Vivant, which means good living, and that is we go to different restaurants and wineries and cideries and breweries
yes.
to taste their wares. And sometimes we have meetings in private homes again when we usually have a theme. For example, recently we had one about Monet, and so people came along having made dishes which in some way reflected one of his paintings.
Wow.
We had plein air painting, which was outside in the garden. Everybody got art materials and was asked to draw or paint something. We played croquet under the trees. It was altogether great fun.
Does sound like a lot of fun. And all the time that you've been involved with U3A, what's the most unusual group that's comes to mind for you?
Now you've really got you've got me on the spot there. The most unusual group. Well, perhaps for here in Hawke's Bay, French. Mm. And what is unusual about it is there's not just one group, there are three different groups, most of them conversation groups, but there's one beginners group, one intermediate group, and one just general group. Mm. I'm amazed at how many people are still interested in learning and speaking French, yeah. mainly because they want to go on holiday in France, or because they are grannies and grandpas of grandchildren, their own children being married to a French-speaking person. Mm. So this continues to delight and amaze me that there should be so much interest. Recently, they've also created a Te Reo Māori group, which is excellent mm. because, as you know, there's been a resurgence yes, of indeed. Interest in people speaking Te Reo. So that's been not really unusual, but heartening.
So if I was interested in joining U3A, is there one body that I would, or one person I would go to in the first instance?
Yes, you should go to...
Well, maybe before you tell us about the community affairs, and then when we get to the end, we'll get all the contact details from you.
Okay, so the next meeting of community affairs will take place in the new venue of Somerset in the Bay, 79 Merlot Drive in Taradale, on Monday, 7th April, starting at 9:30 if you want to have morning tea in their cafe, which mm-hmm. is called Cafe Divine, which is on the ground floor of the main building. And the talk in the residence lounge will take place from 10:30 to 11:30. We've changed venue because since COVID numbers have dropped somewhat, and although we were meeting in the Senior Citizens Hall in Taradale, it became really too big mm-hmm. for us. But at the same time, quite a lot of our members are already resident in Somerset mm. in the Bay, and some of us are potential future residents.
That's right.
So our speaker, in keeping with the centenary of Art Deco, is going to be Sue Miles, who's been a dedicated volunteer with the Art Deco Trust in Napier for no less than 31 years. Sue will talk about how and why she became involved with Art Deco, the training she underwent, and the many different facets of volunteering that she's experienced with them over the years, including having such attributes as a good sense of humour and a great deal of patience, as well as explaining how she grew to love the fashion, music and accoutrement of the Art Deco period. So personally, as convener, I look forward to seeing as many people there as possible.
All right, so if I want to join U3A in your area or anywhere in Hawke's Bay, how do I do that?
You can go online at www.u3ataradale.org.nz.
And how much is it to join?
If you join before February each year, it's only $10. Mm-hmm. And after February, it's $15. And some of the groups may charge for the rental of a hall or whatever, yep. but that's up to each group individually.
So that one-off charge at the beginning of the year, $10 or $15, that then allows me to go to any one of those groups?
Absolutely, yep.
That's marvellous, isn't it? Well, there we are. So if you're thinking that there's nothing to do out there, there's plenty to do out there, isn't there?
More than enough. U3A has really contributed to my retirement years being enjoyable.
Absolutely. Good on you, Frankie. Thanks for being with us on Community Court, and wish you well for the future, and look forward to talking to you again in the very near future.